I mean, obviously our principles and our good food rules are extremely important, but what is more important, I mean, I guess this falls into that, is creating, you know, a safe and unstigmatized space for anybody and everybody. Because, I don't know, every day I see community members facing obstacles within our community and barriers. And these barriers are just, you know, they get beat down and beat down and beat down and beat down until there's nothing else, you know, until there's anger left and depression and all these things.
Yeah.
So a lot of times we will have folks come in who are, you know, extremely really down in the dumps. And when a person comes in, we don't focus on those things. Hey, do you want a cup of coffee? Would you like to, do you want to cook? Do you want to, and we bring, you know, and we meet people where they're at.
Right.
So no matter what your situation, we're not here to judge that or critique or anything along those lines. If anything, this is meant to be a space for absolutely anybody and everybody, right?
Yeah.
And everybody's welcome. And no matter what, you're not going to be ridiculed. You're not going to be scrutinized or anything while you're here. And we make sure of that. And really, we became our, you know, our own little community within a community
of
support and, you know, and understanding, really.
Yeah.
Ultimately, and that's and with the power of healthy food is where I've really seen the shift and empowerment within community members. Community Food Centers Canada is about building community, supporting each other, and that's our culture, you know? It is, like, in that whole idea of sharing. And I think that's really ingrained in the Mi'kmaq culture. Like, our ancestors would have taken a moose, and that would have been shared between 10 families, you know? But along the way, you know, people wanted to get ahead and, I guess, colonization, right? We didn't want to share.
Right.
We didn't want to support each other. It was about getting ahead. So here it's like, hey, I'm getting ahead. You're coming with me, right? And we're going to do this together. So I think that was, everybody supports each other here and everybody is welcome.
What's the translation into English of the name of your organization?
So it's Natawatanay Bistamunegamk. So Natawatanay is the place where eels live, or burrow under the ground, I think is how it translates. And then Bistamunegamk is the place to get food, but just enough, not more than you need. So in a sense of, like,
don't take more than you need.
Not, you know, like, it's enough.
But you're not saying don't, you're just saying you take what you need.
Yeah. Basically, like, the place to come to get food and to get what you need.
Yes.
There's a different, like, some elders translate it a little differently than others.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the, yeah.